on your mind on this Monday? Might I guess it's the weather? Yes, the road conditions. That'll be a big part of our program today. We're going to chat with Greg Gust from the National Weather Service in Grand Forks in a moment, but the latest track on the blizzard that is ending the month of March for many folks in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. We're also going to talk on the program today with the president of the largest health insurer in North Dakota, Blue Cross Blue Shield. I think they have about 85% of the market. Paul Von Ebers is the president. A lot of national concern over Obamacare and sign-ups. We'll find out how things are faring in North Dakota with that. Welcome your questions and or comments. Dave Spritzenatic, who is the top commander of the North Dakota National Guard, will join us next hour. Some concern over cuts to the Defense Department that translate into 200 members of the North Dakota National Guard being cut. Well, what will the impacts of that be? We'll find that out today on the program. And, of course, other than the weather, the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux heading for their 20th appearance in the Frozen Four. That's the Final Four, the March Madness for hockey, big story from the weekend. Are they the most successful college team in North Dakota? I mean, is there anybody even close when you look at, and again, you can argue, basketball versus hockey or football versus hockey and different magnitudes of sports, but just in sheer victories and appearances in a national tournament, I'm not sure there's anybody close. We can talk a little bit about that. Democrats have a roster of candidates for statewide offices nominated after their weekend convention. We'll talk a little bit about that today. So lots to do on the program we call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here. We're manning the microphones today for you. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Scott.
Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And let's start with the story that's probably first and foremost on everybody's mind, and that is the weather. And we'd love to know what you're finding in the way of road conditions. Bismarck West is a mess on 94. No travel advised there. Good chunk of, if you take a line from the southwest corner of North Dakota up to the northeast corner of North Dakota and go about, I don't know, a good 80 to 100 miles in width, you've got pretty much the swath where no travel is advised right now. That's because of the weather. And Greg Gust, meteorologist with the National Weather Service Grand Forks, joins us to tell us about the latest on the track of this storm. How you doing, Greg?
Oh, good morning, Scott. Doing pretty good. Just clearing my throat. Still have a little bit of March's cold hanging on to me here. So
should disappear by April. That's tomorrow. So
yeah, spring. That's right.
That's right.
Here somewhere.
Spring is sprung. So what's the latest on this storm? Tracking like you thought it would?
Well, it is. Right now, the actual center of the storm is just moving up toward Yankton, coming into the southeast South Dakota corner. And it's still tracked to pretty much shoot the gap between Minneapolis and St. Cloud and then dig in between Duluth and Superior late this evening. So with that, the heavy snow band, that western part of North Dakota, Dickinson, Bowman, Hebron, I think Bowman came in with 11 inches of snow here a little over half an hour ago with their report, and they're still getting some snow there, so they're going to end up with well over a foot backside of there. Bismarck, I think, has had 4 or 5 inches, and they're looking for, a good another 6, 7, 8 or more. They could see a foot through there. So all of that is been in a big way there. The heaviest snow, though, is moving now over that Bismarck area, cutting across. Mainly the heaviest snow, I think, at this point, appears to be south of Minot, running in toward Candu and Devil's Lake. We had our observer up at Sorrel's Point of Entry called in this morning, and they had left from just north of Candu heading towards Sorrel's, and it was snowing like crazy. They said they got to Sorrel's and nothing. So there was a cutoff right there at the border, but they'll get a little bit here later today. The winds, though, the strongest winds are right through that central North Dakota area, probably even from a Langdon area, just to the west side of Cooperstown and in toward Bismarck now. And so as that heavier snow moves further to the east, the tighter wind gradient will come with it. So there we go. And then you got Fargo sitting above freezing, wondering what's going on because nothing's there yet.
Yeah, there's a good chunk of the bottom portion of where the storm was predicted that right now doesn't look much like a blizzard. Obviously,
no.
Schools canceled in a number of areas in anticipation of that. Is it coming still for the eastern part of the state, the Southern Valley?
It is, and right now there's actually, if you were looking at the radar with me, there is a fairly good batch of rain that has moved across southern Minnesota from Worthington into the Twin Cities area, and then there's an arc of that that's came in across Aberdeen and that. So that band of moisture is now moving up from northeastern South Dakota and into the southeast corner of North Dakota, and there will be some rain with that. So those temperatures are still above freezing in that area, so that'll fall as rain. At some point, though, the freezing band, I was telling you a bit earlier today, that right now that freezing line has probably moved in toward Grandin, maybe back toward Valley City or even tucking between Valley City and it might be into Cass by now, but just about there. And so part of that area is all still above freezing, and they're going to get rain on it. Some of that area is starting to get below freezing. So if it stays as rain, you're going to have a thin band of some freezing rain over part of there. So I'd rather see the snow than the freezing rain right now. So hopefully it'll convert over to snow here pretty quickly.
And when do you anticipate that happening?
Well, you know, it's going to be between now and noon. I would say that that's all going to come together right into there. So you're going to be seeing folks in the Fargo area are going to see some light rain moving over, and then they're going to see that changing to snow probably around that noonish time frame, if not right around there.
One time we're talking snowfall totals of 10 to 20 inches along and north of a band from Valley City through the Central Valley.
Right.
You mentioned some parts already. In that 10 neighborhood, who will win the prize, and are we still talking snowfall amounts up to 20 here?
Well, when you see that low, you know, by right around supper time, well, between noon and supper time, it's going to be moving between, say, Worthington area up toward Duluth. So at that point, that's when the east side of the state and right through the central part of the valley, and that's going to include Fargo and Grand Forks in that area, that's when they're probably going to be getting their heaviest dump right through that time frame. And so we'll be seeing little bits adding up, but between noon and supper time, we should be seeing some pretty heavy snow and some pretty strong winds laying right up in the valley here.
All right, and so is that blizzard warning? It sounds like the heaviest snowfall is even outside some of the areas that were forecasted for a blizzard warning. Is that expanding?
Well, the blizzard warning probably, well, it did go all the way back to the southwest corner of the state. The area that we kind of kept out of it early on was the far southeast. Well, if you look, Rugby back toward, you know, Minot is out of it. They're in a winter storm or a winter weather advisory now, and they've always been on the north side of it. So they've gotten a couple of inches of snow there. But that Dickinson area, Bismarck up toward Devil's Lake has been in the blizzard warning through the period here. And actually the backside of the state now, Dickinson, they're still down to a quarter mile. Still, the winds are starting to ease up a little bit, so they'll be probably coming out of that here sometime in the afternoon. The southeast corner of the state is kind of the questionable area because that's still so warm, but they're going to be later through the afternoon and into this evening that they're going to be really going under the gun. So at this point, they're warm. There's what we would call the sucker hole, for technical meteorological term, that's right over the right ahead of the low pressure system in southeast South Dakota. So it's clear skies and nothing going on there at all, and that's going to fill in through the afternoon. And that's as that low drags up into Minnesota, it's going to pull all that heavy snow band right into the into the southeast part of the state, probably into northeast South Dakota. So Sisseton, Aberdeen will go down just as Fergus, Lisbon, and Fargo area will go down this afternoon.
All right, once we weather this storm, anything behind this, or can we have spring after this?
Spring behind here somewhere. Well, it's still expected to get somewhat pleasant here later in the week. We do have temperatures that are expected to get up into the Tuesday is going to still be cold and blowing a bit in the morning. Here on the eastern side of the state, you'll have some sunshine on the west. Wednesday, we'll see pretty much mostly sunny skies, but it'll take a while to drag up. Some areas will get up above freezing, but most of them will stay at or just below here in the east, and they'll get above freezing in the western part of the state. And then on Thursday, you know, pretty much everybody's above freezing, but oh, doggone, once you know there's got to be another set of rain and snow coming in. At this point, it doesn't look like it's going to be that all-fired heavy, but it is, you know, so as we get rid of the tiger or the lion, excuse me, of March, the April Fool will give us a bit of a gap, and then we've got the chaser here coming in. So right now, that next storm coming in Thursday, Friday. I got to look at my map here again. Thursday into Friday, that's just kind of skimming the southern part of the Red River Basin.
Keep your fingers crossed, folks. More coming up. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate the update.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The weather report directly from the National Weather Service. Now, if you want to let us know how the road conditions are from all this weather, we'd love to hear from you directly. Let us know, or any questions that we can answer on your behalf, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Tell us what's on your mind. Here was a little post I put up on Saturday night. Very simple, Todd. It said, amazing night. The Fighting Sioux hockey team wins in two overtimes. Now on to a 20th Final Four appearance. Without question, this program is our state's most successful college team. Agree? That sounds simple enough, doesn't it? 200-plus comments now, folks weighing in. I don't know what I started here. But I guess that wasn't as easy a question and answer as...
You just love opening the can of worms, don't you? Let me guess, the word bison may have come up.
Couple of sentences there. I didn't, you know, and again, I wasn't trying to suggest that, it's just sheer numbers. I mean, when you appear 20 times in the, the championship round, in the case of hockey, it's obviously a Frozen Four. That's just, that's staggering. It really is an incredible.
Yeah, but you're not meaning to tell me that objectivity comes into play when you're talking about athletics, right? And favorite teams and most successful teams and all that stuff.
Exactly right. I think
you can find plenty of people that will tell you the Yankees are the most successful team in Major League Baseball history, and I can find you almost as many, maybe even more, who will tell you, oh, no, the Yankees are terrible. Nobody's going to stick up for a team they hate.
Sounds like good talk radio. Anyway, it started on Facebook over the weekend, and if you want to weigh in on that one, you're certainly welcome to it, 800-228-0550. Same thing on road conditions. Just let us know how things are.
I was trying to steer it to baseball to give everybody a nice, warm, fuzzy thought of outdoor spring, sitting there with a hot dog in hand or whatever.
Well, the Twins, I saw a depressing analysis this weekend about the Twins probably being in the 90 loss range again.
Yeah, might be time to blow up the whole organization and start from scratch, I guess.
Here's some of the answers, by the way, on... whether or not the University of North Dakota hockey program is the state's most successful college team. Amy says agree. Sean says, in terms of championships won and playoffs appeared in, yes. Bill agrees. Carmen says, that's because in their hearts they know they are still the Fighting Sioux. Oh, there we go. Now we got that debate going.
You're not going to get rid of the name. 100 years from now, you're going to see Sioux jerseys in the stands. You're just not going to get rid of it that easy.
Dennis says, were they ever undefeated national champs? And it begins.
Good point.
David says, NDSU football has 11 NCAA national titles. UND hockey has 7. Scott says, Division II and pretend Division I don't count. Oh, boy, here we go. Charlie says the forum did an extensive comparison a couple of years ago. The summary, it's apples to oranges. Chad says most successful is the point. Bill says when NDSU wins one D1 title, let me know. Oh, boy, here we go. Troy says NDSU equals NCAA junior varsity champs. We're happy for you. What have I done here? I just was trying to, you know. Now, Christy
you
says it well.
You couldn't behave, could you?
Christy says, I'll cheer for any North Dakota team in a national tourney, but I totally agree. UND's Division I hockey program is the strongest, longest-running, most successful program in the state at its level. Thane says, hands down, the most successful. Just look at the number of players that have gone pro in the NHL. And that's nothing compared to the Bison program. But this is at a whole different level, and to have 7 NCAA titles already. Here's hoping we hang number 8 in 2 weeks. By the way, the Minnesota Gophers left the WCHA for the Big Ten Conference, and that caused quite a shift in college hockey, creation of an NCHC new hockey league. Well, guess who the Sioux are playing in the opening round of the Frozen Four? The Gophers!
It's a small world after all.
You got to love it. Jim in Ohio wants to talk about the weather. How's the weather in Ohio, Jim?
Good morning, Bismarck. Good gracious. I sure feel sorry for you guys out there. We had our little bit of snow yesterday, but it's all gone now. Sun's out, not a cloud in the sky, and I've got almost 50 degrees here in Youngstown.
By the way, you need not feel sorry for anyone here in the hardy northern plains because we can handle the weather.
Yes, I understand that. Did you ever get Charles Barkley to come up to North Dakota?
Well, that's a relatively new new endeavor that we've undertaken since the NCAA March Madness basketball tournament. There was a little connection there between Charles Barkley and Saul Phillips, the coach of the NDSU team. My understanding is Charles Barkley has invited Coach Phillips to come to Arizona and golf. We're trying to get the action to go the other way. But to answer your question, no, not yet. Still work in progress.
Well, don't feel too bad. You got Barkley, we got LeBron James. So
there you go. Exactly right.
Well, I hope all is well in North Dakota today. So I will get off here and let someone else talk. And we bid you a fond adieu.
You as well, Jim. We go from Jim to Ed and Minot. Go ahead and roll the call that came in during the break.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Ed here in Minot. Got up at 5 o'clock. The pickup had about maybe a half inch of snow on it. Cool out, 10 degrees. Went to work. Didn't have much more snow. The wind's really blustery. Other than that, normal spring day, 8 degrees and 30-mile-an-hour wind. A little snow blowing around. We're lucky here.
Ed, appreciate the update. Thanks a bunch. Others, welcome. Tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Minot is at the northern edge of this. In fact, if you get north of Minot, almost, I'd say, a full two-thirds of the state, Highway 2 North look pretty good. Almost like the southeast corner of the state as well. The real mess really is if you start in the southwest corner of North Dakota, and it starts with about an 80-mile-wide band, comes up through Bismarck, Mandan, keeps rolling, narrows a little bit to more of a probably about a 60-mile radius through Devil's Lake, Grafton up there. Grand Forks North, no travel advised. Grand Forks East all the way through Devil's Lake. West Grand Forks, Devil's Lake. On Highway 2, all no travel advised right now. Big swath of Bismarck Mandan north. So you've got, 83 all the way up. On the north-south routes, 14, 41, as well as 3. And a lot of east-west routes, 23, 37. You got 1806, you got 200. And, of course, the interstate itself, no travel advised right now on the interstate from Bismarck Mandan all the way to the Montana border. And then a good chunk of the southwest corner of the state in the same boat. So whatever you're finding out there roadwise, let us know. Love to pass those road conditions along, but there is no travel advised in that swath. And outside of that, either it seemed to have, around Williston, Watford City, areas south of Highway 2, including Highway 2, just outside of Williston to the Montana border, as well as 268, 85, and 22 have ice and compacted snow. So a good chunk of the oil patch up until outside of Williston is in some pretty rough shape today as well. So welcome to the last day of March, folks. All right, the top insurer in North Dakota is Blue Cross Blue Shield. We'll talk with their president and CEO about the impacts of Obamacare next on What's on Your Mind. Welcome your questions or comments. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
And we're back on What's on Your Mind. Active day weather-wise with weather conditions and also road reports. We'll continue to keep you posted, but obviously some other things in the news we want to tackle, including the fact we sit here at March 31st, a deadline date that has been altered somewhat by the federal government. In fact, I saw a story in the Wall Street Journal that suggested 38 different unilateral changes have happened as a result of Obamacare, now creating a special enrollment extension for people who claim they've had a problem signing up. So this one was the 38th unilateral change in the program. Paul Von Ebers leads Blue Cross Blue Shield as the president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield, the largest health care insurer in North Dakota. Paul, nice to have you back on the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Scott. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Before we get to some of the more recent headlines, I'm curious just in an overall sense how you think this is going. Obviously, the pain point, if you will, was the number of uninsured people in North Dakota or nationwide, really, that prompted the need for the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Hey, we're all paying, and these people are uninsured, so we need to mandate insurance so we can take care of the problem. Are we fixing the pain point that we originally started with here?
You know, there are certainly a number of people who were uninsured that are getting insurance now. We're seeing lower numbers than we expected. We expected to see about 15,000 people new to Blue Cross and new to insurance coming in through the marketplace, and the numbers are falling far short of that. We don't have final numbers because, of course, you know, today is the last day, and then the federal government has decided that if people have started the process, they can continue it. So we don't have final numbers, but it's probably going to be, you know, less than 5,000 that we'll see. Some other health plans have picked up some customers as well, but we think that's probably only a couple thousand more. So we're looking at much lower numbers than we originally anticipated. There's still a lot of confusion about the law, and the difficulty with the exchange early on also made it difficult. So you know, we're making a dent, but certainly we have not solved the problem of the uninsured.
That's got to be extraordinarily frustrating because that was the whole push behind the plan, wasn't it? I mean, the reason for this was to say, hey, there's too many uninsured people, and it's costing everybody, so let's fix that. And the fix is not attracting the uninsured. Why?
Well, I think, as I said, I think there's a lot of confusion about the law that we've certainly been trying to get out and communicate with our current customers, and we have information on our website that people can go to and find out information. But I think that it's just been a confusing law. And so I think what's going to happen is over the summer, as people interact with their neighbors and other family members, those that have had an ability to go get insurance will probably tell other people about it. And next fall, we'll probably see larger numbers.
How many uninsured are there in North Dakota right now? Do we have a number, reliable number?
I think the number has been estimated about 50,000. And remember that the state did agree to expand Medicaid, and so there are some of the uninsured who are newly eligible for Medicaid. They weren't eligible before, and I don't have the numbers on the Medicaid expansion at this point, so I can't tell you how many people have signed up through the expanded Medicaid program. So, you know, I would say my guess is that we've probably covered a fifth to a fourth of the uninsured, perhaps somewhere in that range, if you add together Medicaid and private insurance. We've probably brought in something like a fifth of the people who are uninsured.
Meanwhile, you have a whole other group of folks who have had their coverage disrupted. Any idea how many numbers there we're talking about? I mean, we hear from folks higher premiums and or a program that they're currently on they can no longer have. We detect, at least from just, you know, anecdotally from callers that will call in and share these stories, a great deal of frustration out there. Is that fair?
Yeah, we did have to eliminate some of our products that no longer met the guidelines of the Affordable Care Act, and that affected several thousand people of our customers. And so, you know, certainly we regretted that we needed to do that, but that's, you know, part of the law. In terms of, you know, other folks, there, those people who went to the exchange to get a subsidy, they are seeing different products. And in some cases, depending on how much of a subsidy they received, the cost of the product could be either lower or higher than what they had before.
Do you, any turnaround to this, do you think? I know that a number of Democrats, including Senator Heidi Heitkamp and others, have come out now and proposed some major changes, which suggests to me that the pain point politically is getting to the point here where they no longer feel a need to defend the current administration and need to actually go out and say, hey, there needs to be some fixes here. What's the end game here? Where do you see it going?
Well, you know, we would certainly support some changes in the law. For example, the idea of having more product variability available. You know, the current law that requires us to have products that, you know, are referred to as the metal products, the bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and those products are equal to a benefit of 60%, 70%, 80%, or 90% of the healthcare bill. We think some more flexibility in product would be helpful. You know, for example, some people are talking about creating what they're calling a copper plan that could have a little less rich benefits, but may be more affordable as well. And then there is a catastrophic plan. It's a high deductible plan, but it's only available to young people. And our experience is that some early retirees really like that product. A higher deductible product, but it does give them good protection if they really get sick. And so we would like more flexibility around the catastrophic plan, and we think some more flexibility around the other plans would be very helpful as well.
We've seen a number of news stories about Blue Cross Blue Shield customers expecting big premium increases. Explain why that's necessary.
Yeah, there's a couple things going on. First of all, those that had what are referred to as grandfathered products, that means that they had the product before the law was passed. Those products are grandfathered in. And it's those customers, about 15,000 people, where we did have to bring in a pretty sizable rate increase. It's a little over 14% rate increase for those folks. And the reason for that is that we've actually been losing money on that block of business going back to 2007. And if we had not done this rate increase, we would have lost about $10 million this year on that block of business. And we appreciate that that does create a hardship for people. We are simply trying to, you know, stay in business and be a secure company that's going to be there to pay the claims. And so we had to roll out this increase really just to get break even. We are not expecting to make money on these policies. we just are looking to break even in this year.
How many total folks does Blue Cross Blue Shield North Dakota insure?
We cover about 500,000 people, just slightly more than 500,000 people. Now, some of those work for companies in the state that are, the companies are headquartered in the state, but they might live somewhere else. You know, so we have a number of companies here in North Dakota that have employees in Minnesota or Iowa or South Dakota or, you know, other states, and we cover those as well. So the total number that we cover is a little over 500,000.
So the Blue Cross Blue Shield customers that are in these grandfather plans, the 15,000, obviously a small number of the total insured. Any overall analysis of what kind of increase customers can expect in general?
Well, the group customers also did see some fairly sizable increases of January 1. They, of course, vary often by the experience of that group. We do look at the claim experience of the individual employer and setting the rates. But the average rates are, you know, in around the same percentage, around 15%, that the individual rates are. And then it varies from there based on the employer experience. Again, what we are seeing is that our customers are using more healthcare services. And just as importantly as that, they're using more sophisticated healthcare services, which cost more. So, you know, 10 years ago, we used a lot more x-rays and fewer CT scans. These days, we're using a lot more CT scans and fewer x-rays, and the CT scans cost more.
Paul Von Ebers, the president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield, with us today on the program. How about the actual, you know, issue of people getting care? I've, you know, that seems to get lost in this sometimes, but obviously, you know, there was a desire for healthcare reform so people could get the care they need from a doctor they choose at a lower cost. And what we're seeing now is, you know, higher premiums, can't keep your doctor. Some people can't keep the hospital in their state. We're seeing some stories of that. I saw a story about New Hampshire over the weekend. How is this impacting care, Paul?
Yeah, well, first of all, we have Blue Cross Blue Shield in North Dakota has very broad provider network. So it's, you know, highly likely that if you buy one of our products, you're going to be able to go to the doctor that you want to see. So I just want to stress that Blue Cross Blue Shield products do have a very wide array of hospitals and doctors that are included in them. But there are some products where that is not true, and it's important for consumers to check that, you know, before they buy. You know, in terms of the cost of healthcare, we are very worried about the cost of healthcare. It is a real burden on individuals, whether they're paying their own premium or just the deductibles and copays. We understand that, and that's why we continue to work collaboratively with hospitals and doctors in the state to try to control healthcare costs. You know, one of the ways we do that is just by trying to make sure that people get the care they need. You know, for example, the diabetics in the state, those people with diabetes in the state, only 24% of them are getting all the care they need for diabetes. We want them to get that care because, frankly, if they get the right care at the right time, they're not going to need to go into the hospital. So it's a real win-win situation.
Fascinating. Thanks for the update on deadline day for the exchanges. And Paul Von Ebers with an overview of the healthcare situation on the insurance front. President and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield, thanks for the time today, Paul. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to be on, Scott. Thank you.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing,
walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is for What's On Your Mind show. I just had a comment. Where is Al Gore and his global warming when we need him? Boy, we sure could use some global warming today. Thank you. Bye now.
Paging Al Gore. Yeah, we're looking at a blizzard here.
But they changed that global climate change. It's not global warming anymore. They kind of updated that. That way they're covered no matter what happens to the climate.
Well, since that's on his mind, I see a new report in the AP that I want to share in a moment here. I have it posted on our Facebook page, too. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. First, however, let me tell you, if you want to let us know what's on your mind today, 800-228-0550 is the way to do it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you this hour by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs, energy security from what's happening right here in the great state of North Dakota. Find out more about everything the oil and gas industry has to offer, including a lot of those available opportunities and the ways the industry is helping to meet the challenges from the incredible growth that's happening in the state right now at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's the website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Also want to tell you, we'll be broadcasting live from High Plains Apache later this week with What's On Your Mind. We'll be actually at the Mandan store
have an open house plan later this week. Hope you'll stop on by and say hi. They're in Frontier as well. You can find out more about them at highplainsapache.com. That's the website, highplainsapache.com. A 5-year warranty. That's probably the thing I hear more from growers the most that speaks to the confidence in buying these. Lowest total cost of ownership of any self-propelled sprayer on the market. And by the way, you can get an extended second-year bumper-to-bumper warranty for all the 24 Apache sprayers, too. No longer do growers have to worry about complex, clunky, costly sprayers because these things are rugged, but they're dependable. Patented technology in the 2014, world-leading innovations for the modern-day grower. Here's the bottom line. Just talk to anybody that owns one, and you'll find out why they love them, because they can depend on them. That legendary Apache mechanical drive is the linchpin of that dependability and the profitability. And the reason growers love them, the Apache owners love them, they don't worry about costly repairs and complicated routine maintenance. Stop and see them, 35th Street South and Frontier, just off the intersection of I-29 South and 52nd. South of Fargo and Frontier, or on East Side Court Southeast in Mandan. Call the Fargo store at 297-6464, the Mandan store at 663-2375. All right, Dwight and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dwight.
Hi, I'm just calling to find out if it's health care. If you can't afford it, you get penalized for it. How can they penalize you when your employer don't want to pay you, and you can't afford to buy this insurance? How are they going to collect that? Granted, they'll take it out of your income tax return, but until then, how can I afford it? Me and my wife both work, and we can't afford it because everything, rent and everything, is going up. How can we afford to pay it?
The IRS. You answered your own question, Dwight. I mean, they're gonna you know. You don't have it, there'll be a penalty on your tax return. So they'll get it, as the government often does.
Then the other question is, if you're not getting a tax return, how are they going to get it done?
I suppose it'll show up as a penalty.
Oh, okay. And it climbs up every year.
Yeah, I mean they're trying to inflict enough pain for you to force you into the insurance. What's interesting is, again, it's sort of where I started with Paul von Ebers here. This is all about people that didn't have insurance, right?
Yeah.
And there's two categories of people that don't have insurance: those who want it but can't afford it, and therefore are relying on using the system without insurance, which costs everyone. That's I think the group we'd fairly say we ought to worry about. There's a fair amount of uninsured people who are rolling the dice and saying, I don't want it and I don't need it. And last time I checked, this is America. You ought to have that ability, but that's gone with the Affordable Care Act. And what's interesting is this new program they come up with, North Dakota 50,000 people uninsured. They expected 15,000 would join the new program. Only 5 have, by preliminary numbers that we got from Mr. von Ebers. So their fix isn't working either.
Yeah, like you said, it is America. I thought it was free, but now they're forcing your hand. You got to do this or not, or you're going to get penalized.
No kidding. Good luck, Dwight. Appreciate the call. Right. Let's get Perry and Linton here. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Perry.
Well, I went to the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans celebration up in Minot Saturday.
What kind of a crowd was it there?
It was a good crowd.
Good.
And I'd like to thank the Minot Vet Center for putting it on, La Quinta Inns for providing the space, all of the vendors for providing the food. Just an excellent program put on by the Minot Vet Center. I'll probably mispronounce this gentleman's name, but Mr. Clinton Romanesha, the Medal of Honor winner from North Dakota.
Romanesha,
okay. Spoke at the event, did a very nice job, excellent speech. And it started at 1 o'clock. We got done, and the flag burning was at 4. 13 flags that were no longer serviceable. And I thought, what am we going to do between 1 and 4? Sitting at a table with 3 other Vietnam vets, and we told stories, we laughed, we cried, we had a good time.
Fantastic. Fantastic. That was, by the way, a national event, but I agree with you. Kudos to the folks in Minot for putting on a great, great event there in Minot with a great lineup of speakers and wonderful special guests there. And that Medal of Honor winner, we now can claim as one of our own. Vietnam Veterans Day over the weekend. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan, the manager, is on the phone. And Megan, I understand you have some brand new hours for spring. Tell us.
Yep. Starting April 6th, we will be running 24/7.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Any need to call for an appointment or just come on in?
Nope. It's first come, first served. So just head on in and just feel free to call us, though, for wait times.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash. Truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.